You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is our final week of our statewide Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to either win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo with a mattress and sheets and more. So here we go. The word that you need to text in right now via the Civic Media app. This hour's word is light. L-I-G-H-T. The word is light. L-I-G-H-T. We are playing for $100 in cash. You have until noon to text in the word light. L-I-G-H-T via the Civic Media app. Do it like Patrick from Wisconsin Rapids and Ron from Nakusa. Oh, they're pouring in. Ben from West Bend and Mike from Cottage Grove. Keep those entries coming in. $100 up for grabs. Text in the word light, L-I-G-H-T, and good luck. We are playing this hour for $100 in cash. He is joining us. A couple things going on today.
Just a few.
Political consultant Joe Zepecki is here. Good morning, Joe. I would imagine
you've
been busy the last couple of days.
Happy election day. It's finally here.
It is finally here. And I am grateful. Just my mute button on my television's been a lot of work the last 2 weeks, especially. It's just been endless.
Now, you didn't ask me in the email, Jane. Am I here as a therapy session or am I here as a mobilize those last few folks who aren't sure if they're going to make the time today?
Let's do a little of both. Let's do a little bit of both. We'll get to Joe, the therapist, in a second. Let's start out with Joe, the motivator. Go.
Yeah, listen, Wisconsin has an extraordinary opportunity today. This is the first statewide election in the second Trump term where we get to send a message of how we think it's going so far. My view, not great.
Not so good.
We also get to send a message to Elon Musk, the world's richest man, a guy who is literally a Bond villain out of Moonraker, to say, stop.
Enough is enough.
You do not get to slash the federal government without Congress. You do not get to threaten to take a million Wisconsinites off of Medicaid. You do not get to put American soldiers and airmen in harm's way because you can't take national security seriously. Enough is enough. We get to rise up today and say, stop. And if we do, it will send a message to, in particular, Republican members of Congress who have been derelict in their duty, who have been cowards in their failure to stand up to this administration as it takes extra constitutional powers and authorities it does not have from the legislative branch. If we show out today, if we show up for Susan Crawford, and if we send Brad Schimmel back to Waukesha, to whatever judge position he does hold, the sound of this will echo not just around Wisconsin, but across the country. That is what is at stake. So if you can't figure out how you're going to find the 20 minutes it takes to go vote, send me an email through my website, jzcoms.com. We'll get you childcare and take care of the kids. Whatever it takes, today is the day. The clock is ticking. Get out there and do the damn thing. As Dan Rather used to say, voting makes you feel big and strong.
Everybody who's anybody wants to be a voter.
Voting's sexy.
Voting is the thing. You want to Come join us. It's a good thing. Be part of the process. It's important. And as you said, Joe, if all of Elon's millions is going to buy Wisconsin, which is essentially what he's trying to do, this is going to serve as a template for the rest of the country, because he will take this state by state by state and take it over and buy states one at a time.
Yes. Right now we have the beginnings of an oligarchic form of government taking shape. 13 billionaires in the cabinet. The world's richest man has purchased access to be the virtual co-president of the United States. And I want to be honest, I could not diagram for you or define exactly the difference between a despot, a tyrant, an authoritarian, a fascist. I don't know. But what I do know is that this administration is acting in ways that are un-American to the core. That is the only thing that matters. So if you are someone who voted for Trump last fall, I see you. I can understand a lot of the reasons why you may have felt so frustrated by a federal government that doesn't work for you anymore that you went to that extreme. But what I am telling you, is that one vote for Trump does not make you part of a cult that is not what you voted for. There are millions of people across this country who voted for Trump because they wanted some change.
Yep.
And they wanted their own economic standing to improve. This government, the Trump administration, is not delivering that. They're now changing the game and telling you, wow, there's going to be some short-term economic pain for longer-term gain. BS. Get out of here with that. They had a plan. It was called Project 2025.
Yes.
We knew it. They denied it. After they won, now they're doing it. And in some cases, going even farther, even faster than we had warned about. That's our fault for not ringing the alarm louder. But to that voter, just because you voted for Trump once doesn't mean you have to do what he says this time. You too can send a message. Stop. This is not the way.
We don't want people buying our state. You don't get to buy us, Elon. I think that should be the message. No. I mean, no.
No.
Even though the Supreme Court decided that money is speech, and that's led to Citizens United and all of that, I still think that most Wisconsinites don't think that just because you're rich, your vote carries more weight than mine.
It should. One of the first issues that really made me so passionate about politics was campaign finance reform. Mm-hmm. I was, a big fan of John McCain, the late, great John McCain, and the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform was not perfect, but Democrats need to take this back.
Yep.
We have to be the reform party. There is too much money in our politics. Full stop. And what we are now seeing is even worse than the excesses in the 20th
yes.
century, right? Because now what we're seeing is billionaires believe they can buy their ticket to ride. And folks, I'm just telling you, if we have a government that is of the billionaires and by the billionaires, it's only ever going to be for the billionaires. But if we say no to the Musk money, if we rise up, it is possible to have a government that is of, by, and for the people. And when we do, it is possible to have an economy that works for everyone. Not a guarantee. We have some changes and some reforms to make there too.
Sure.
But it is only possible that the economy will work for everyone when we, the people, are the ones who are having our say, casting our votes, and electing people who share our values. That is what is at stake today.
Talking about campaign finance reform, Joe, our mutual friend Kristen Bry has a great column in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about what it's been. Elon spent $100 million on this race, all sides. But Elon's been outspending everybody by miles.
$20 million by Musk alone.
But Musk alone. Imagine what that money could do if it weren't financing election ads. Mm-hmm. Just imagine how far $100 million would go to help prop up our seniors, to help prop up our kids, to help clean up our water and get PFAS out of our water. That's where campaign finance reform comes in, right?
It is. And I got to take an opportunity to dunk on Mr. Musk here.
Oh, please.
Because we've all seen or heard the audio of that canvasser for one of Musk's groups knocking on the door.
Yep.
And has no idea what they're talking about or why they should encourage someone to vote for Brad Schimmel. Do you think that's the person who should be in charge of efficiency for the federal government? Is somebody who can't even get a canvasser trained to say more than two words outside of who are you voting for? This is not the be-all, end-all, brilliant, world-changing genius we've been led to believe. This is someone who had a couple good ideas, benefited from an enormous amount of corporate welfare from the government, millions and millions of dollars, not billions of dollars.
Yes.
This is not the guy to put in charge of making government more efficient. He's going to make government work even better for him so he can get more subsidies, pay less in taxes, and blow up more rockets after they leave the launch pad. No, thank you.
Well, and I've seen more talk now, and we haven't talked about this a lot. We will get to it probably after the election, but they're talking again about the estate tax and doing away with the estate tax. Who is that going to help? Let's see. Joe, I'm pretty sure it's not going to help you or Greg or Calvin's family or my family or, frankly, anyone in this building's family, but it's going to help Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and Trump and all the billionaires that are in Trump's cabinet. These policies are designed to help those folks.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk isn't a very good father, so I don't know.
Well, there's that. Going
to benefit the 17 kids he has either. But yeah, listen, pay your taxes, people. It's patriotic. And the tax burden on Americans today is way lower than it was in these good old days that the right always seems to want us to go back to. In the 1950s, there were tax rates upwards of 70% or higher.
Oh, yes. I've brought that up to family members, actually, when they wax poetic about the good old days and when America was wonderful in the 50s and 60s. Yeah, in the 50s and 60s, the tax rate on the wealthiest Americans was way up here. But no, we can't ask them to do that anymore. That's not fair. We're going to continue our conversation with political consultant
Joe Sepecki.
I know his name is Joe Sepecki. Therapist Joe Sepecki on the other side. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvitini on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform shedding more listeners than a molting parrot. Joe Sepecki, political consultant and part-time therapist, is our guest. But before we get back to our conversation, I want to remind you, our text to win statewide contest is underway. The word this hour you want to text in via the Civic Media app is light. L-I-G-H-T. The word is light. Eric from south of Wausau, it's not blight. No, it's not blight. It's not fright. It's light, L-I-G-H-T. Light is the word to text in by noon today, and you could pick up $100. Of course, everyone will be in the running for the grand prize, that great Verlo mattress queen set from Verlo Mattress. So text in the word light by noon, just like Jesse in Dane County and Peter in New London and Eric. He's got it right this time. He's got light. Robert from Verona. Love to see where everybody's texting in from and where you're listening. We really, really appreciate it. The word this hour is light. L-I-G-H-T. Joe, in talking about the election, and we talked about this with Todd Alba a little bit, it's likely going to be very close, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court race between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. And I am predicting that if Susan Crawford wins, then Brad Schimmel will come out and say, it's because of those late night ballot dumps in Milwaukee that are suspicious, and that's why she won, and this all needs to be investigated. Do you think that's a fair guess?
You think he's going to go the Hovde route?
Oh, yes.
Loser?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
When did Republicans become such whiners? All the dang time.
2016?
Yeah.
Just a guess.
I'd push it back, fire their back.
Listen, it's going to be a late night. It takes time for Milwaukee to process absentee ballots, whether they're cast in person or by mail. And if you are upset by that, send a message to Robin Voss.
Yes.
Because he is the reason that Milwaukee takes so long. There's only one person holding that up.
Yep.
There is a early ballot processing bill, which would allow them to start on Monday, one day earlier. And if they had that opportunity, we'd get the results faster.
Right.
This is not complicated. This is a conspiracy theory that the right finds helpful. And so they didn't change the law, but that's what's going to happen. And you know, Brad Schimmel can complain about it all he wants if it doesn't go his way. It's not going to change the reality. It's going to have about as much impact on it as Eric Hovde's, you know, whining about it, what, 5 months later has, which is to say, none at all.
Right. But I still maintain that that is why Robin Voss did not allow that to move forward and did not allow them to start counting ballots early, because they want to use this as a squirrel, essentially. If they lose, when they lose, they can always go back to this and pretend that there's something hinky going on when there absolutely is not.
Yeah. And I want to tell folks, we'll worry about tomorrow. Today you have a job to do. And Jane is right. This is probably going to be a pretty close election. And in a low turnout spring election, a lot fewer people, probably about 1 million people fewer than voted last November, are going to cast a ballot in this election. That means you have an even greater responsibility.
Yes.
That means you're voting for yourself and another half a person, let's say. I think that math checks out. I have a thing about math on the radio. But we don't know how this is going to go yet. You get to have a say. And that is the most beautiful part of this great country of ours. And Donald Trump may not understand that. Elon Musk may not understand it. Brad Schimmel and Eric Hovde may not understand it. But we do. I hope you do, listeners, who, if you're wondering, does my vote matter? Can my vote matter? It's just one vote. Yes, it does. Because you are part of a community, and communities are parts of states, and we have an opportunity to rise up and send a message. Electing Susan Crawford isn't going to lower your tax bill. All right, let's just be candid about that. It's not going to, you know, ensure that there's never again an assault on women's reproductive health care. That's not how this works. But because of the way that Elon Musk and Donald Trump have inserted themselves into this campaign, and the way that Kneepad Brad has welcomed them with open arms and made this about them, there's more at stake than just the cases that come before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Yes.
That means you have an even bigger opportunity to send that message, to register your displeasure. And whether whether Judge Crawford wins this race by one vote or by 100,000 votes, any win by Crawford is going to send a message that Wisconsin is not for sale, that the most powerful, richest person in the world cannot parachute into state after state and buy policies and politicians and judges that he likes, and it will move the needle back towards order, towards sanity. And good Lord, do we need some more of that right now.
If you have any questions about voting, where to vote, if you're registered to vote, myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Check it out.
Yeah, I wish we could just have you on for another few segments and more therapy and more of this, because this is what we need. We need to hear this. And I'm hoping that if Wisconsin says, Elon, we are not for sale, some of those derelict of duty Republicans you were talking about maybe have the courage to peel off and say, all right, this isn't all powerful. I can speak my mind, something to that effect, because, you know, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are gone. We need some strong Republicans to be on the side of democracy.
Yeah, listen, cowardice is contagious, but so is courage. And so if we can just get a couple of those Republicans to be brave, to stiffen their spine, we can get through this. I think we're going to get through it anyways. I think the arc of the moral universe is bending, and boy, is it bending in a positive direction. And we need to remember that we are capable of big things, like solving acid rain in 10 years.
We can do it.
Remember that?
We can do things.
We can do big things, but it takes all of us doing our part. Today, your part is getting out there and casting a ballot.
Go vote. It absolutely matters. You are important. We're all important. Go cast your ballot. Joe Zepecki, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it. News coming up next when we return. Audio sorbet. We're going to take a little break from news. That's all on the way. Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is our final week of Civic Media's Break into Spring Text Win Statewide Contest. Your chance to either pick up a Chula Vista getaway, some really great Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, or $100 cash. All you have to do is text in the word LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T. Text in the word LIGHT via the Civic Media app before noon, and you are in the running for $100, as well as that grand prize of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo with a mattress and sheets and much, much more. Text in the word LIGHT, L-I-G-H-T, via the Civic Media app. We have $100 up for grabs. You can enter just like Jeff from Racine just did. So you have until noon to text in the word LIGHT. It is Election Day. Very, very important Election Day.
Yes.
The polls are open. You have until 8 o'clock to cast your ballot. If you have any questions, if you're not sure if you're registered to vote, maybe you know you're not registered to vote and you would like to vote today, that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Go to myvote.wi.gov, and that's going to give you all the information you need, including where you want to go cast your ballot, how you can vote if you are not a registered voter, what you have to bring with you to the polls in order to cast your ballot. It's going to show everyone all the races that are on there. Mm-hmm. There are some judgeships I know that are up for grabs.
Yep.
There are also a number of school referendums again.
Yeah.
So go to myvote.wi.gov and please go vote today. It is very, very, should I throw one more? Very important.
Three varies, people.
Three varies. It's a three very kind of important election. Normally, this is our audio sorbet segment. Where we like to take a little breath and a little break from politics. And originally we had talked about this as a tisbet.
Yes.
A potential, this shouldn't be a thing. Until we really started looking at the story and I kind of decided, I think this should be a thing.
Because it is a thing.
It is a thing. The headline reads from the New York Post, sweet treat loving man granted dying wish to be buried in a Snickers-inspired coffin. A candy-loving British man who joked about wanting a Snickers-themed coffin got his dying wish. He was buried in a box that looked like a Snickers bar. Paul Broom worked as a care assistant at a home for adults with learning disabilities. He would always talk about how he wanted to have this Snickers casket, to the amazement of his friends and family. His loved ones say he was known for his quick wit and mischievous sense of humor. His loved ones originally dismissed his idea until he died, and he had put it in his will. He put it in his will that he wanted to be buried in a Snickers-looking casket.
And by the way, this story will be in the show notes today.
It's worth taking a look.
This casket is amazing.
It really is. And it says, I'm nuts.
Yep. And it also has, I believe that's his favorite football team on there as well. Like, this is, I'm sorry, this is 1,000% English.
You think?
I think Americans, when they do stuff like this, it's more like, bury me in a coffin of fire, you know, that kind of thing, where he's just like, just put me in a Snickers wrapper.
So it led us to talk about, because again, I'm absolutely in favor of this. I think my father was a mortician.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what he would have thought about this, but I think this is a great thing.
I think your dad would have been like, is the check clear? Cool. I'll do whatever you need.
That'll work. if you had you have a choice.
Yes.
We're all still breathing.
Yes.
What would you choose? If you could do anything, keep it clean.
Yeah.
What would you choose to be buried in?
Yeah. And don't just say coffin or cremated. Like, if you're going to get cremated, are you going to get cremated in like a NASCAR type of urn where there's just tons of advertisements on there? You secure like, ooh, yeah.
There's no wrong answer.
There really is no wrong answer but here.
And what if you were going to follow this man's example and you could be buried in something non-traditional?
Yes.
What would it be? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, British man, his dying wish in his will was for him to be buried in a coffin that looked like a Snickers wrapper. His relatives honored his last wish. It has the phrase, I'm nuts, painted on the side in homage to his zany sense of humor.
Oh, man.
His quick wit and sense of humor touched so many people. The coffin was a fitting tribute to his unique personality. What would be your choice? 855-752-4842.
What I like about this coffin too, Jane.
Yes.
Is it doesn't, and maybe I don't know if this is a overseas thing that they're just different. Like, we're all used to the coffins we see,
the traditional ones.
This looks like an old timey coffin.
It does.
The shape of an old timey coffin that like they bury dead cowboys in. I just love the fact that it looks like that too. Like, it's got that 19th century flair to it.
Terry, listening on WAUK, I want to be cremated and spread over a salad bar at a local restaurant. Terry, I think that might be illegal.
That's very illegal.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, very, very illegal.
Susan, listening on WMDX from McFarland, I've always said my ashes in an oatmeal cardboard container.
Yeah. But, okay, Susan, let's go bigger here. We take that, what's the name of that company? The oats guy, the old guy.
Quaker Oats.
Thank you. And then we put your face on the Quaker Oats guy.
Oh.
And it's still cardboard. It's still all the things. But I still think it needs to have your face on it, Susan.
I like it.
In a real, like, old-timey look. Yep.
What would you choose to be buried in if you could be buried in anything? It would resemble something else. John from West Bend. Since I'm a retired firefighter, a coffin that looks like a fire engine. I like it. Jeff from Madison, listening on WMDX. Mine would be a school bus.
Oh, wow.
I love driving a school bus, so that's mine so would cool. be a school bus. What would be your choice to be buried in? 855-752-4842. It's our audio sorbet segment, getting away a little bit from the news. This is all due to this British man with a zany sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Who put it in his will that he wanted to be buried in a Snickers-themed casket, and they did. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, I wonder if the worms will notice if he tastes any sweeter.
Oh. Unlikely, but possible. Do you have a preference? Anyway, what would be your preference, Cindy?
I think I would like to be thrown in the middle of a volcano so I can keep my hot temper all the time.
There it is. That's very on brand for you, Cindy.
That fits, Cindy. That absolutely fits. I love it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Alicia on the live stream says, as a Navy veteran, I can be buried at sea. I'm going to be cremated and put into something that will turn into a reef.
Oh,
that's so neat.
That is a great idea. John from Milwaukee, at the wake luncheon, I want a small vial of my ashes given to each guest.
All right.
Jude from East Troy, put my ashes into the community compost bin. I also kind of like that idea. Then you get to help other things grow.
That's right. There you go. There's all these different ways, too. You can, like, take your ashes and, like, grow a tree, do these. Like, you know, if we're not doing a Snickers type coffin, like I would honestly, like I would be buried if I did the coffin thing, which I don't, but I would be buried in a guitar case.
Okay.
Or I would have my ashes put into a guitar body, a hollow body with like an acrylic body, so you could see my ashes while people play.
Oh.
That's not morbid at all.
Not at all. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Thank you for joining us, Brian. What did you want to say about this? What would you like to be buried in?
Well, I know this might be odd, but being the Trekkie that I am, I love the ending of Star Trek II and
okay.
the ending of Star Trek III when they put Spock, after he died, in that little capsule.
Yep.
And then they all lined him up and they draped the Federation flag over.
Yeah.
That is what I would like my funeral to be. That's what I would like my casket to be.
And honestly,
I'm not saying you need to shoot me off to the moon, but I think that would be perfect.
But Brian, there are services out there where they will shoot your ashes into space. So
it's doable.
It's doable. There are ways. I mean, I can't speak to the expense of all these things, but you now, I mean, like nowadays, back in my day, you were either cremated or you were buried. Now there are options.
You got lots of options now. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate that. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. What would you like to be buried in? Would you like it to look like a Snickers wrapper like this guy in England? Dexter from WMDX says, hi, Stevie Ray Vaughan wrote a song, a true story about Willie in his Cadillac coffin.
Yep.
I believe it was an open casket with Willie sitting upright, and I think he was holding the steering wheel.
Jizu on the live stream said, Alicia, would you have a Viking funeral? I would love to have a Viking funeral.
The flames and the whole.
Yes, and I know one state in the Union, I think it might be Vermont, it's legal to do a Viking funeral. I would so do a Viking, or a Jedi funeral. And they put your body in a pyre and they just flame you up.
Mine sounds kind of boring now.
Oh, we'll go big, Jane. We'll go big.
I want to be a rhinestone shoe.
That's awesome.
A big rhinestone sparkly.
Like a rhinestone Jane.
Yeah, my whole casket should look like a rhinestone loafer.
How about this? We invite people.
And they can stick a rhinestone on it?
Exactly. There's like little blank sections you can come and bedazzle, and you have to pay to a charity of your choice, Jane.
To help bedazzle my coffin?
Exactly.
Oh, you might be onto something.
Boom!
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Good morning, Ollie. What do you think about this? What would be your choice?
Well, I've always been late, although I try not to be anymore. So my husband used to say I'd be late for my own funeral, and just to prove him right, because he thought he was right about everything, I thought I would have my coffin pushed in after the funeral started.
That's amazing.
In that vein, now today, I thought the perfect vehicle would be a clock.
That's perfect.
There you go.
That is perfect. I love the whole thing that you would get wheeled in after the service started. That is hilarious.
And I just want to see a guy going, sorry, she's here. Sorry, everybody.
We have to start over. Ollie's finally here. Thank you, Ollie. Really appreciate it. That was silly fun.
That's what we talk about when we talk about like taking a moment to
breathe.
Take a breath, breathe, laugh. This segment was very gallows humor, very dark, And you can laugh at things like this. We can all laugh together.
Sometimes it's good for you.
If we're serious and sad and angry all the time, it doesn't do us any good. We got to take these moments, folks.
That doesn't mean you're not going to go vote.
Exactly.
Go vote. The polls are open until 8 o'clock. And you still have a couple of minutes. You got a little more than 10 minutes to text in this hour's word, light, L-I-G-H-T. Text in the word light before noon. $100 cash is up for grabs, all part of our statewide Break Into Spring Text to Win contest. Stay with us. When we return, we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Slip of the Tongue edition. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I die, Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to go tonight. Fill my boots up with sand, put a stiff drink in my hand.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have about 8 minutes for you to text in the word light, L-I-G-H-T. Text in the word light via the Civic Media app, and you could pick up $100 cash. And, of course, everyone will be entered into the great grand prize drawing for that Verlo queen-size mattress set. So enter right now before noon via the Civic Media app. The word this hour is light, L-I-G-H-T. Enter like Penny did from McFarland and Lake Tomahawk. We got Christine and Slinger, Jessica and Cudahy, and many, many more. The word this hour is light, L-I-G-H-T. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Darren Von Ruden will be joining us. He is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, of course, Donald Trump has declared it America's Day of Liberation.
Yes.
He's going to have his big press conference about all the tariffs that will be kicking in, or maybe not kicking in, or maybe they'll kick in temporarily and then he'll decide in an hour that he doesn't want him to kick in.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But all of this uncertainty is just great for our farmers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The business, farmers, America, we love insecurity and instability. It just really allows the economy to flow perfectly.
Look at the stock market. Anyway, yes, that will be coming up tomorrow, so I hope you can join us for that. Right now, though, Calvin, 11:53, that means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This one from Calvin. This is quite a find, Calvin. He's been on a roll lately.
I know.
With Tizbats. Again, Ben Hooper from UPI. He gets all the big stories.
We should have him on the show.
The headline reads, California woman uses world's longest tongue to play Jenga.
Oh.
Chanel Tapper, 34, who has held the Guinness World Record for the longest female tongue since 2010, recently showed off some tricks she can do, including removing Jenga blocks. Her tongue, which measures 3.8 inches from the tip to her lips, gets an array of reactions, especially showing off some of her tricks. Not only can she remove Jenga blocks, she can flip plastic cups and hold a spoon. Quote, "I like fun, silly things like that. That's what makes my tongue the most fun, when I can do things that are outside the box with it," unquote.
This whole thing was written by a gross person.
I'm just reading what it says. Blame it on Ben Hooper. Tapper said being a Guinness World Record holder has provided her with some unexpected opportunities, including appearing in an ad campaign for the fashion brand Diesel. "My favorite thing about being a record holder has to be when I get to travel and meet other record holders."
What's your record? "Oh, I baked the biggest cake. What do you do? I lift Jenga blocks with my tongue, you weirdo."
So if you think that your life is empty, you can. There are things we can still all shoot for, apparently.
PJ on the live stream. Is she single asking for a friend?
Chanel Tapper, 34. Well done.
We salute you.
We salute you. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Take a breath after that one. We have news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. In all seriousness, it is election day. It is a critically important election. Mm-hmm. Please don't think that I'm only one person. My vote isn't important. My one vote isn't going to make a difference. It absolutely could and will make a difference.
There can be a lot of cynicism in the election process, especially in a presidential election or a big one in the fall. But the spring election, these are positions that are being filled with, and they'll be put pass or defend policy that hits you right on Main Street, right in your home. Get out there. Your vote is your voice. Do not let anyone tell you differently. Get out there and vote today, please. And tomorrow you can let us know how your voting experience was.
Yeah, absolutely. And please be nice to the poll workers as well.
Yes.
Go out and vote. And again, if you have any questions about where to vote, what's on your ballot, what should I do if I'm not registered, you can vote in Wisconsin, even if you're not registered, but you do have to bring some things with you.
Yes.
You can find all of that out at myvote.wi.gov. So take advantage of it, please. Myvote.wi.gov. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and for playing along with silly things like what would you like to be buried in. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, while you're going out to vote and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow. Todd Alba coming up next.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.